Meet Marijeta Mihasevic. Marijeta lives in Montenegro, a small country in Europe, which has been undergoing various transitions over the past few decades. The area of human rights has developed as a result of democratic processes, particularly concerning the rights of vulnerable groups. After acquiring a disability more than 20 years ago, she became passionate about enhancing human rights, especially for people with disabilities. For over a decade, she has worked in the field of human rights, and her recent involvement in youth work has allowed her to combine this with disability activism. This integration has led to recognition from international organizations. About the BBC recognition. It was a surprise for me, since I did not expect that such a great network will recognize my work as important and inspiring. This is a flattering recognition, because I see my work as inspiring not yet so influential. The reality is not yet so bright for persons with disabilities in my and neighboring countries. But, oh, I see this as good wind in my back, as we say in my culture, a good way to talk about the topic of disability in public discourse at any time. Because disability comes from reality, it is not supposed to be part of an agenda before elections. Her disability. It was the hardest period of my life. I remember vividly waking up in a clinic, not knowing where I was. I was 14 years old at that time, and many hard and painful things and processes were becoming my reality. I survived two strokes in the same year, and by the end of that year 2003 I was living with a hard mental and physical condition, which was leading me to think that death would be the best solution. After a second surgery abroad, I was sent to a spa. My family and people who stayed with me, a few of them were very supportive, but it was not enough. However, I met the most important person for my recovery, a great psychologist, who helped me recover over the years, together with some wonderful people from my high school and health system. A challenge, a battle like this really needs systematic support, and it was done like it should be. But, most of the job waited me only, and it is a long journey that lasts even today. In your work as a social worker and youth activist, do you share your own experiences? How do you teach others about living with a disability? I started sharing my disability experience with the high school population in 2016, while covering the position of youth advisor at a local youth office. Since then, I have shared it at elementary schools in my hometown and cooperated with a student parliament of a faculty. Using a storytelling method, I talk about the most painful period of my life, when I suffered two strokes and acquired several irreversible sensory and physical disabilities and mental health problems. I talk about the process of rehabilitation, which was long, and how it was hard to adjust to new circumstances. This was the actual situation when I woke up in same body, but my senses were changed. Also, my social status had rapidly changed. I was no longer desirable company for my former friends, because they were afraid. At that time, I was a high school student, and since one of my disabilities was related to my eyesight, I see double diplopia, it was also very challenging to learn by reading. All of these challenges have made me stronger, because I chose not to give up on myself. And that is one of the main pillars of my workshops and activism in general: never give up, because you owe it to yourself. Everything else is secondary. It is possible to live with different kinds of disabilities. The most important aim of my work is that I am trying to make an impact on young people so they will be accepting of people with disabilities without prejudices and stereotypes. I encourage them to look at people with disabilities first as persons who should have the same rights as them, and also like friends, colleagues, and part of our reality. The results of my workshops are really good, because young people are ready to accept differences. What inspired you to take on a disability activist role? My reality and the constant prejudices that were like a wall around me in many situations for over 20 years of my life. This was my inspiration for activism. But I also wanted young people to see me without that curtain of stereotypes, which can be an obstacle in many cases. My advice to persons who want to work on raising awareness and to advocate for people with disabilities is to have the strength to share your story. No matter how hard it may be to talk about your emotions or physical condition at that time, it might be inspiring for others who have the capacity to accept differences, but also to make an impact on those who know nothing of that topic or have prejudices. Share with us a little about One Neurology and the work you do together. One Neurology aims to unite and strengthen neurology-related groups to stimulate collaborative advocacy, action, and accountability for the prevention, treatment and management of neurological disorders worldwide. Under the One Neurology Partnership, international neurological organizations and regional umbrellas are uniting to make neurology a global public health priority. I am personally interested in activism for the prevention of neurological disorders, but, as you can assume, the level of prevention depends on the development of health system, which is not so good in our country. Are you working on any new projects? My most important project this year is my newborn child and my firstborn toddler, who are occupying most of my time. The role of a mother with a disability is more demanding than when you do not have a disability, but with good support and organization everything is feasible. There are some upcoming projects to spread my workshops in Montenegro and I hope that it will be successful as they were in previous years. What advice would you give to your younger self and others who have been diagnosed with a neurological disorder or other chronic disability? Never give up on your life and be patient when it comes to your health. There is a Latin proverb that says, "Fortune favors the brave," and I really believe it. There has to be courage every day when it comes to health issues. I always remember the story of Pandora's box. Pandora's box is a metaphor for something that brings about great troubles or misfortune, but also holds hope. And I always stick to that hope. It is extremely important in world of chronic disability.